Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Kind of an interesting series of events we're sort of watching. I want to start off by remembering that we had First Fruits. That was on 4/11/2020. And we suspected it might be an interesting day, and it was, because 15 volcanoes blew off on that same day, and the Lord often uses earthquakes and volcanoes as signs to warn trouble is coming. And it was on that very same day, 4/11, that Comet Swan was discovered. Is it possible there's a message in there somewhere? I suppose everybody's heard about the Black Swan event. Usually that's tied, I believe, isn't it, Larry, to an economic collapse, I believe, the Black Swan event?
Well, most generally it is, and remember, just about the time coronavirus was about to hit, they would come out with, there was going to be two Black Swan events. So maybe coronavirus is one, and then there's another one coming. Possibly something about the economy. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't, I guess. Anyway, now we have a warning of an impending possible asteroid impact event on 4/29/2020, which is also 4/11, because April is 4, and 2 plus 9 equals 11. So it's another 4/11 event. And there were several recent prophecy words from different folks saying that a fiery event was going to kick off a series of disasters. If this asteroid were to approach Earth and then break up, we can't say that's what's going to happen, then that would be a major fiery event, because it would be a major meteor shower event, and would probably cause an awful lot of damage. What's also interesting is from 4/11 to 4/29, is it 18 days, which is a 666, which could, of course, be a warning to humanity. This is kind of interesting. One, of course, means unity, and eight means new order for the 18 days. And the New World Order, of course, is screaming, we have to have world unity. We all need to change. We need a new world order of things, and capitalism is bad, and socialism is good, which, of course, is exactly what the elders of Zion said that they would proclaim to the masses of the world. Basically, in paraphrasing, see what capitalism has done for you? Do you now see what greed has done for you? Your economic system of capitalism lays in ruins, has destroyed millions. We need to change that now to another system, a system that, of course, benefits the masses rather than the few at the top, which, of course, is a total lie, because the New World Order benefits only those at the top. So anyway, could 4/29 be another warning for the church? Because nobody else is paying much attention to it. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Now they have images of this Comet Swan. It's blue-green. And what's the latest on this, Larry? It looks like it's pretty interesting comet.
Well, it seems to be. They're saying that the trajectory will take it into the sun, and it'll vanish, but, you don't know. I mean, we're just having to watch. However, Notably, a couple of days ago, the comet Atlas broke up, like we were talking about might happen, and it's now in three or four different pieces.
Well, of course, who knows? We are scheduled, folks, prophetically wise, to have several, if not three, major impact events. It's all in the book of Revelation. Anyway, another thing, ELE, extinction level event coming. World's populace brought into lockdown ahead of an anticipated possible April 29 extinction level event. In other words, they're using the coronavirus 19 as the cover and a diversion of what they really expect, which is an impact event. Now, you may remember Deep Impact. And in that movie, they were having all kinds of supplies and whatnot that were going to be sent, and the zip code was for Puerto Rico. You also may remember that there was a pastor down in Puerto Rico whose prophecies have all come true, except he claimed that this was going to be an asteroid impact event just off the coast of Puerto Rico, which would all but destroy Puerto Rico, and also create a huge tsunami event, which would then crawl up the east coast and the south coast and go inland many miles. So who knows? But this is from IntelliHub. Hundreds of governments around the world have brought their citizenry into total and complete martial law-style lockdown ahead of an anticipated and possible extinction-level event of biblical proportions. In the name of the invisible enemy known as COVID-19, over one half of the world's population still remains locked in their homes as a 3.5-mile-wide planetary killer asteroid 1998 OR2, and then he also names Atlas here, which is now broken up, but that doesn't mean that we could not have some sort of an event there either. So all we can do is warn people. Larry, I don't see how you can prove one way or the other. Just kind of interesting that he adds, let me just put this in, doomsday plan activated. The real reason FEMA is in control and POTUS is now powerless. Looming extinction level event. Celestial objects may be on a direct course with Earth. White House issues plan to mitigate earthbound near-Earth objects in a last-ditch effort to save humanity. First asteroid intersects the Earth orbit on the 15th of April. But I guess so far nothing's happened. And then again on April 29th and beyond. This is not a drill, but rather a real-world live exercise, which is what Pompeo said, right, Larry? And there's a video out where Pompeo is saying this is a live event. And Trump says, why didn't you tell us? Did you see that?
Yeah, and what's so interesting, too, Stuart, let me mention this real quick and get your opinion, because you remember we were talking about the movie Greenland and wondering why they had suddenly removed all the trailers a week or so ago.
Yes.
They removed them basically worldwide, and it was called Greenland. Now, you know, when President Trump originally made the really what people thought was the most radical statement ever, when he just come out of nowhere and said, we need to buy Greenland. Remember that?
Yes,
and,
I do.
And everybody jumped on him because they thought he'd lost his mind. And we even surmised that we knew that the Chinese were trying to spy on Greenland a little bit down to Canada, but we didn't know what the deal was. Well, what's so interesting is the new movie Greenland, it actually deals with an impact event that strikes, and you've seen the trailer I sent you a link to, from the German one, and it's an impact event in South Florida, looked like close to Miami. And oddly enough, you know, here's what I looked up Wikipedia on this Greenland film, and it says American disaster film, scientists discover a comet pieces will hit Earth in a few days, an ELE event, shelter in bunkers in Greenland. And so the movie's about basically a strike near Miami, a first strike, and then this Gerard Butler, who stars in this movie, which was scheduled, by the way, to come out June the 12th, and I don't expect that to happen because they've removed everything. He actually begins then to take his family to the only bunkers that will possibly save them, and that is in Greenland. Now, we are aware, Stuart, that there was we do have underground bunkers and, you know, military bunkers in Greenland. So I'm beginning to wonder, when Trump said we need to buy Greenland, was that a hint, a symbolic hint that something was coming and we didn't understand it because we didn't even know anything about the movie coming out or what's coming up next?
Well, you have to listen to Trump very, very carefully because he uses a lot of coded language. When he was talking about the COVID-19, he said it's brilliant. It's a genius level. It's super smart, and those kind of remarks, which point actually to AI, artificial intelligence. So maybe he's just in code telling us that this COVID-19 is actually nanobot and fallen angel made. And it's very smart. It's very intelligent. It's a genius level intelligence. And at the same time, he's probably telling us that deep state is genius level, invisible, what they're doing behind the scenes, hidden away, as they're bringing in their new world order. So this is the way he talks, and he's talked that way for a long time. So you really have to listen to his words. But anyway, here's another one. Active presidential level national near-Earth object preparedness strategy and action plan revealed. Department of Defense to use kinetic weapons to defect and mitigate incoming city continent killer asteroids, which goes along with the movies Deep Impact and Armageddon. Those were two big hits back when, I don't know when they were released, long time ago now. But then he says this, the official National Science Council plan is called Damien. If you guys remember the movies The Omen, the Antichrist was named Damien, if I remember right. Is that right, Larry? Do you remember The Omen?
Yeah, but it's been a long time. I think you're correct in that. It's an odd name.
Yeah, very odd name. So anyway, they've come up with this, detecting and mitigating the impact of earthbound near-Earth objects. And this is interesting because according to the Book of the Cobran, we do actually attempt to destroy the destroyer as it approaches the Earth, but we fail in that attempt. So that's kind of interesting. And here's a couple of interesting prophecies as well. Beba Vanga prediction. She's an old blind clairvoyant. She was known as the Nostradamus of the Balkans. She died back in 1996. And she had some very interesting prophecies. Here's for 2020, catastrophes, earthquakes, and tsunamis. She predicted the 2004 tsunami revealed a huge wave would cover the coast and people would perish. The Bulgarian psychic predicted that in 2020, Asian countries would be hit by a tsunami and Russia by a giant meteor. She also saw Brexit, and foresaw a huge economic crisis for European countries. Europe is set to be a very tough year. An assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin. And she claims Donald Trump will get sick. As for Donald Trump, he risks coming down with a mysterious illness. He'll suffer from the same illness as the American diplomats in Cuba, with nausea, tinnitus, and hearing loss are in store for Donald Trump. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. What you got, Larry, for you want people to know?
Well, I was going to comment also that when you mentioned what happened at Cuba, a lot of people may not remember that. That was when our embassy people, remember, came under some kind of sonic or microwave
yep.
attacks, and they even left them with brain damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. And I guess they never did try and figure out exactly what it was. But, hey, they're using microwave weapons. They're using all kinds of weapons now. I was hit with something some years ago. And it came out of the blue, but I'm sure it came from the higher atmosphere. And it knocked me off my feet. And you got hit. And if I remember, hawk and quail also, didn't they take some hits?
Yeah, I remember hawk did for sure, and he almost died. And the same thing happened to that Kansas State trooper. I can't remember his name. You remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yep. So they use this, in fact, in not Gary Vay's book, but Caspel. They killed Caspel in England. And he said there would be attempts made on people, but some people would be protected of the Lord. They wouldn't be able to touch them. They tried, but it wouldn't work. So, power of the Lord. Anyway, very interesting. What do you think about this protesting, Larry, that's going on in Michigan? I think this is going to spread rapidly. And you said you saw something on Fox News about Minneapolis or Minnesota.
Yeah, there was a lot of them stirred up there, too. You know, you and I had wondered, we'd kind of just surmised, why, you know, what it would take for the American people to get enough. And it appears that, you know.
Hello? Yep. They don't want that news out there. So let me go back and see if I can get Larry back on the line. Everybody's been knocked off the line. Uh-huh. Okay, people are coming back online. I hope I can get Larry back. They're doing this deliberately. I have no use, really, for Blog Talk Radio anymore. They're doing this all the time, and all they do is have excuses as to why all that happened. And people are just being knocked off the line. In fact, everybody was locked off the line except me. Hoping for Larry to get back on, if he can. Anyway, before he does get back online, here's what my scenario is. They will... Here he is.
Can you hear me?
Wait a minute. I can now. Everybody got knocked off the line.
I guess they didn't like what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, continue.
I don't remember where did I stop?
we were talking about the lockdown, and we were wondering how far or how long it would take for people to get fed up, and then they might start protesting. Yeah, you want to continue with that?
Yeah, because I was commenting it depends on kind of where you are. You know, where I'm at in the state I'm in, you know, I can walk. I can take my dog for a walk. I can work in my yard. I can work in my garden. But in Michigan, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can't even buy seeds or you can't buy fertilizer, and you can't even work in your garden in your backyard. It's insane.
Well, of course, what they're trying to do is make everybody sick, and they don't want them to feed themselves. heaven forbid that you should have a garden and be able to feed yourself independently from the deep state who wants everyone totally dependent upon them. That's what this is really all about. This whole exercise is designed to force people to be utterly dependent upon the state. But here's the scenario as I see it, Larry. I want you to comment on it. So you keep them in lockdown, and they get tired of it, and they begin to protest. And then after a week or two where the governor, like for Michigan, she told them more or less, eat cake. I'm not going to lift anything. You're just going to go ahead and live with it, whether you like it or not. And, of course, this, so sooner or later, the protests will spread all over the country, and they may be aware of that. Maybe that's why they'll back off. But in some areas, evidently, they're not going to back off. Well, then you have riots. They'll take to the streets, and then they'll start to riot. And when they start to riot, then you have to bring in the military. And when you bring in the military, then the clampdown begins, and the rioting is, of course, what they wanted in the first place, according to the protocols. Then they bring in martial law, military martial law, and that's the end of America as we know it. Now, they've already said, we're not ever going to return to normal, even if they do release things. So, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's very interesting. And by the way, a couple of days ago, Trump made a statement, and he said, I'm really thinking about something. He said, I'm fixing to have to make the most incredible decision in my life. And he made that statement, and then today, by the way, he made a statement. He cut his news conference apparently short, and said on the way back into the White House, he said, wait till tomorrow. Said tomorrow's going to be a really big day. Now, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, you know, when he Pompeo was speaking, he said we're on a live exercise, and Trump said, well, why didn't you tell us? And there's something really strange going on. I don't know if I buy Israeli news live concept that Trump is absolutely out, O-U-T. True, he did empower FEMA and all of that. But as far as I know, the executive orders, although carried out by FEMA, of which there are a multitude of executive orders, and those were passed by Congress because they failed to rescind those orders when they were issued. Every president has reactivated all of those executive orders. They call for a total clampdown of everything in the United States. It's worse than what it was in Russia and China. When you really review the powers they have to conscript labor, put you away in a concentration camp, and work you actually to death. It's all in there. Even the Army has a manual on forced labor and FEMA camps, and everybody mocked and said, oh, no FEMA camps, that's tinfoil hat. Well, I hate to tell you folks, there's 84 at the minimum FEMA camps in the United States, most of them now activated from what I gather. They're getting ready for something really, really big. Why would you activate a million or 100,000, I think it was? What was the number of military medical personnel that he activated? Was it 100,000 or what was that?
No, it was, I think it was at least 1 million.
Okay, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And why are our hospitals empty? People have been going around videotaping. They're all empty, except for a few.
Well, I can tell you why they're empty, Stuart. Yeah, the reason our hospitals are empty is we're under a national emergency, and all the hospitals have closed all their doors to the public except the emergency doors, and you can't get in unless an ambulance brings you, and you've got to call ahead to even get in those doors. So the hospitals are not overrun with victims of something. They're actually there, but they're not really hardly even being used. It's a misnomer, if you will. I mean, we think all the hospitals are flooded with people. They're not. People can't get in.
Well, then the other question you got to ask is COVID-19 does not require blood transfusions. It requires oxygen. They are finding out that what this COVID-19 does is deplete your oxygen supply, and it gets triggered by 5G, which evidently this nanobot then goes to work and depletes your oxygen supply. So actually, you're suffering from high altitude sickness. And as a pilot, I had to go through that training, and I know what that's like. And they take you into a compression chamber, and they take you all the way up to like 80,000 feet. And you have to take your mask off and all that to learn what it's really like. And it's very quickly you're dead. But this is what this thing evidently does. So Boris Johnson in England was treated with oxygen. And probably also that medicine that Trump wants to give everybody. So this is going to get very, very fascinating as we go down the line. And but again, I ask the question: why are they wanting all this blood? Well, there are two answers to that question. One, there really is an impact event coming, and they know it. And it's going to create not only tsunamis, but earthquakes and maybe volcanic releases. You might remember, what was her name, Janet Reno. When she quit Homeland Security, she warned the American people that something very dire was coming to the United States. She didn't say what it was. That's all she said. And I think now we know. Now, if you had a major impact event or we were invaded and we got into a ground war, then you'd need a lot of blood and a lot of blood transfusions. Or, as this prophet Sidar says, there's a second wave coming of a virus far, far worse. And I think he said like November or something, that this was going to hit America, but this one was going to be terrible in its implications, death and pain and suffering. Anything else, Larry, before we shut down?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that's on the next show. Maybe I can read some of the quotes from Sundar's word. It was very interesting because it involved boils on the skin, and something like a hornet sting when it stings you. And we'll go into that maybe next show.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's kind of in the Book of Revelation as well, that people would get boils and they would have stings of a scorpion, if I remember right. Yeah, I'll look all that up. That ought to be interesting. We'll be doing a show Friday night if we're allowed to. Who knows whether we're going to be allowed to. Anything else, Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention when I was reading his prophecy, if you will, I had a quick vision when I was doing my prayer walk after that, and I saw something that looked like a DNA strand, and wrapped up and tangled in that was something that looked like an octopus. And when I told you, you said, oh, I know what that is.
A nanobot. Yep, that's what a nanobot does. There are videos now they're showing about nanobot technology. We'll have to get into that Friday. Nanobot technology, folks, is far, far beyond anything that you could believe. I'll close with this one. New Jersey quietly issues withholding of care rules to justify the killing of patients. We're going down the same road that the fascist Nazi Germany went down, and we're probably going to have pretty much the same spirit leaders that Nazi Germany had. All, of course, in the name of preserving the homeland and all of this stuff. We're headed down that road, folks. Can't tell you how long it's going to take for it all rolls out, but it seems to be moving very, very rapidly. And anyway, we're going to have Barry Rothman on next week, so that ought to be interesting. And Larry, thanks for coming on. And heads up, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Good night.